We're just going to take 2 minutes to feed back just a little bit of your experience. And I think a couple of people are still praying. Thank you, God. Amen. So just some random voices now. What was your experience? I should have put the mic in front of you. I'm sorry. They're just saying how incredibly useful it's been to actually see the whole span of life and to help to pinpoint. And so Dave and Pete have found it really helpful. The patterns that emerge. Great. Any other points? Paul?
Yeah, I've got a timeline, and Toby, what did you say? Clever, you see I'm clever. No, Toby very helpfully helped me to focus on a particular part of the timeline, which I thought, well, this is an example of a time when I was in a bit of difficulty. We can talk about that. But it was amazing that through his questions, through our discussion, something else clicked. You know, you said about things repeating themselves. Something else clicked that is an issue now, and it's just touched me again. So that was very useful, and Toby was very good.
Thank you. Mr. Wolford.
I've known Pete here for many years, but I've knew virtually nothing of most of his life, which I think it's just helpful. This thing of how you can bring certain assumptions to meetings with people on the basis of what you think you know, and realise there's a whole mess you didn't know. So it's very very helpful for that, and not least seeing the amazing grace of God at work. In many varied seasons of someone's life. Wonderful.
That's really helpful. Any other points? Dan?
I just like the timeline because me and John were actually in a redemption group together. Yeah. And it just puts such a helpful framework to understanding, you know, remembering everything we talked about and learnt about John in that group. But it's just really helpful. I'm quite a visual person as well, and just thought, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Really helpful.
Yeah, if I can just add to that, I didn't pick like the major issue which came up on redemption. I just picked one of the more minor ones here. But even still, it's the amount of stuff that comes out, even from what seems to be a minor element in your life, is truly amazing. So I think we all need help, you know, regardless.
We all need help.
Just say I was in a meeting with someone from another church, total stranger couple, and did this sort of timeline technique with them. And I had one meeting with them. It was quite a key time to understand them. But just picking up their timeline, you're able to empathize so powerfully because you can see some of the themes develop. So I was able to say to this woman, man, you've experienced so much loss. And it's like she... do you know what I mean? I was in her world at that point and able just to empathize, you know, and they were very much aware of thinking, I don't want this person coming into our house even, you know, who is this bloke coming in? But you could just tell that I just stepped into her world because the timeline was so stark. And some of the issues that I'd come in to talk about, it was very evident then why I'm here and why I'm trying to do what I'm trying to lead them on. But, you know, again, these timelines, it's so evident, really. You can just, wow. And then you can also say... it's just incredible what God's done in your life then, and so encourage them really strongly and powerfully in that as well. And you know, that I just, you know, again, it was just such a, it's a privilege to be in there, but the more you empathize, the more then that comes back to you as well, I think, which is a powerful, powerful tool.
Very powerful tool. Kat?
It wasn't about what we just had, though it was lovely, Hilary. I think it was just in doing my timeline, and then I saw Rob doing his yesterday, and how different they were, and different ways of going about it, and different elements that you're kind of like, that's not really important. And he's like, well, it's really important to me, and this, that's very important. That needs to be right at the top. And I was like, he's like, it's my timeline. I was like, so I'm doing my timeline. Let me leave you alone. So I had to go to sleep. But just actually in comparing, and I know Hilary found and looking at mine and going, oh, you know, I didn't have a lot of things there, and I did there, and actually seeing how everyone's, the way we think about things as well as the actual events. So even if we'd all had the same events, all our timelines would look different because of what's important to us.
They are all different, aren't they? And it's just interesting how we sort of put them together as well, because I've seen every kind of timeline. The terribly linear is very kind of straight thinking, progressive, and I've seen the complete works of art that could cover a wall, done on wallpaper in all sorts of colours and artistic and beautiful. So it doesn't actually matter. The point is that the person is able to express what's been going on in their life, and that's respected. Irene?
One of the major benefits from this tool as well is creating a sense of continuity of being over the span of life and the events of life. People who've gone through traumatic experiences or traumatic episodes in their lives often dissociate that out from the whole, and somehow they then can begin to identify with that, with who they were in the time of the abuse, if you like. And doing this can flatten that down and give them a sense that they're the same person all the way through their history, and that God was there in many places, and it isn't just about that traumatic episode defining who they are. That there's a much, you know, it's this continuity of being, which is actually a beginning of really deep healing in somebody's mind and emotions.
I would love to have said that.
I tell you what, I've got the most important thing now. I'm going to stop all the talking because it's lunchtime. Okay? If you could... Heating?
Well, we apologise because the heating's broken.
Is it really? Oh, pastries? Oh, yeah, there's a few cakes next door.
And you wonder why you got these books.
Yeah.
Because everything that we've done, we've based on the format of these books. Now, we're not holding rigidly to all of the words in this book, but they are very useful. And Dave Devenish is a good guy. Yeah. And we trust what he's done, and that's what we're kind of working around. So, good stuff. Enjoy your lunch.
1:45, we'd like you back, guys, please. 1:45.